You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up on All In Thursday. Good luck to the Cavs here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to fill in the blanks. Before we do that, Bill Belichick had a press conference today after practice and got asked the following question. You've watched a lot of film over the years on Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Will you go see the Entourage movie? Belichick, right now, we'll go watch movies of practice.
No surprise.
Gotta love Bill Belichick. All right, Gibbs, it's all fill in the blanks here. The Cavs will win the finals if?
If they make their threes. That's what I'm going to say. I don't think you can't stop Golden State. You can slow them down defensively, but you're not going to shut them down. And I think the Cavs have to score points to keep pace with Golden State. And I think if they can keep up their hot shooting like they did in the previous series, I think they're in good shape.
The Cavs will win the series if they defend the three-pointer, so kind of the opposite side, they defend the three-pointer well and make the Warriors work to score points. Can't come easy.
I think they will win if LeBron James shoots the basketball effectively. If he goes ahead and starts to hit those jumpers, I think that they win this series.
I like it.
I would pay blank for a ticket to the NBA Finals.
I would go in 2007. I think I paid $200 a ticket. I'd go up to three.
Does that get you in the building this year?
No.
It might up toward the top, but I just
that might be the day of the game with somebody who's left with a ticket.
Well, it depends what the series is.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people now are waiting to see if the Cavs come back 1-1 or if the Cavs are 2-0 or if they're down 0-2.
Right.
I think a lot of people waiting to see it. 300 would get you in the building. I'm fairly confident of that.
I would pay $1,000 for a lower bowl seat to an NBA Finals game.
See, I'm paying more for a Super Bowl ticket to see the Browns than I would anything
else. Oh, and absolutely. And that's the point I made to Nathan the other day. Mark Klang was on Really Big Show the other day, and he just said that the most lucrative ticket in Cleveland sports history, he thinks, would actually be not essentially a Brown Super Bowl ticket because of the logistics of where is the game and who are they playing, but it would be if the Cleveland Browns were hosting the AFC Championship game here in Cleveland. That would be the most lucrative sports ticket of all time here in Cleveland.
That'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. AFC Championship game. Let's make it happen. Oof. Fortunately, I've got season tickets, not great ones, but I got them just so I could be in the building for times like this. So, fortunately, I'm not going to have to pay for a finals ticket. I'm just excited to go, and that's why I'm happy that my faith
I'm working
rewarded.
For the media. I'm good. I'm in the building.
Good.
That's how I'm looking at it.
There you go. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
All right, the third fill in the blank. I will watch game one tonight from?
I really want to go to a bar and put one on tonight. I want to put on a show, but I have to be up tomorrow morning to do Hey Wendy tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. So I will be watching it from the confines of home tonight. I'm going to do some grilling out and have a few cocktails, but lay low.
I'll be doing the same as Gibbs. I'll be watching it from home, either from my couch or the newly renovated basement.
I got a finished basement with a 60-inch flat screen.
Yeah, perfect, bro.
I'll be watching it with some of my boys. We've got a Superstars event tonight. It's like a charity competition. So we'll do that and then hang out afterwards and watch the game. So that'll be a lot of fun. If the Cavs don't win the finals, it will be because who cares? The Cavs are going to win the finals. I don't want to think about the Cavs not winning the finals.
Yep,
fine.
Agree.
That's what I say.
I'm nervous. Now that it's here, I'm a little nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm excited.
I'm excited, but I'm nervous.
You have to be.
By the way, there is a watch party for Game 2 Sunday, June 7th at the Dive Bar. My good friend Justin Costanzo owns that place. Check it out. $25 package.
No, Justin. Good
draft
dude.
Beer, well drinks, wine, food, a ticket to enter a drawing for the first two-row tickets to Game 3 of the finals.
Ooh.
Proceeds to benefit the Women's Recovery Center of Greater Cleveland. Drawing will be held at Dive Bar at halftime of Game number 2, and you can get additional raffle tickets for $10. So it's a watch party Game 2 Sunday, June 7th at 5:30 p.m. at the Dive Bar. Check it out.
And I know that tonight the ESPN Cleveland watch party is at around the corner. We start our live broadcast.
Larry Nance
there at
5
o'clock. Larry Nance,
Who
handed
Cleveland
out the trophy.
Cavalier legend.
He's coming. You can meet him, and he'll sign autographs, take pictures, all that stuff tonight.
Sweet.
All right, do the Cavs win tonight?
Wow, you went silent. Yes, they win tonight.
I say yes, yes, too. Let's go.
They make a statement. They might roll in four if they win tonight.
Yeah, I would agree. I think they might.
I don't think the Cavs are sweeping. I don't. That's not, I don't see that.
Hey, watch.
I hope it does. It'd be amazing.
I hope they win tonight.
I hope. Will they win tonight?
Yes.
I think it, how Cavs series
go. I'm
just
going to wait and watch the game
they,
to see it.
Yeah, I think they might take a step back tonight, but never fear they split in Golden
never
State.
Never fear,
come
LeBron
back.
Is here.
That's exactly. Right. All right, stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Thanks to Terry Pluto for joining us on the Ohio Business Machine hotline. Thanks to all of you for all your tweets and the great Jort Report stuff. I want to be known as the Jort Burglar. Cavs are going to be the Jort Burglars in Oakland
steal
tonight.
Steal one.
Here we go. All right, for Jason Gibbs, Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying see you at FanFest on Saturday. And thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.